We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Meet Britain's new prime minister.
We are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done.
A new move to deport undocumented immigrants.
This could affect tens of thousands of people, if not more.
A deafening call for political change.
It was a wild and chaotic night.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Brits have just picked a pro-Brexit populist to be their next prime minister. Live to London for the late-breaking details and correspondent Vicky Barker.
Boris Johnson is elected as the leader of the Conservative
Party. His election as Conservative Party leader means the flamboyant Boris Johnson automatically becomes prime minister tomorrow. Johnson telling the party faithful,
I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do. And we are once again going to believe in ourselves and what we can achieve.
And if that sounds a little like make Britain great again, well, Johnson has expressed admiration for President Trump. Deborah?
No more waiting months or years. Beginning today, the Trump administration is expanding and speeding up deportations for undocumented immigrants if they can't prove they've been in the U.S. for more than 2 years. Stephen Kang is a detention attorney for the ACLU.
Basically, it's a mechanism for getting people deported without giving them any opportunity to make their claims in front of an immigration judge.
The New York Times is reporting of the 2,000 migrants targeted in last week's nationwide raids, only 35 were detained. The publicity surrounding the operation gave many time to leave their homes. Others were counseled not to open their doors to ICE officers without warrants. President Trump and congressional leaders find something they can agree on, a budget. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us live from the White House.
Well, the goal of this agreement is to avoid default this fall and any shutdowns between now and the next election. The administration and congressional leaders have agreed to increase spending at the Pentagon and at the domestic agencies, take it to a level that's $320 billion higher than the automatic cut settled on back in 2011. Deficit hawks are squawking loudly this morning. This deal does nothing to address the burgeoning $22 trillion national debt. Instead, it adds to it. Still, it's an example of cooperation between political rivals at a time of intense polarization in the country. Both sides vow there won't be any poison pills or objectionable policy provisions that might derail this deal. Now leaders just have to convince their respective rank-and-file members to get on board. Some Republicans are now hoping the president will reverse course and reject this deal. It suspends the debt ceiling through the summer of 2021. And the White House signals that's when, if he's reelected, President Trump will focus on cutting spending and getting a handle on the debt. Deborah?
President Trump says he'll be watching a little bit when Robert Mueller testifies to Congress tomorrow. The former special counsel has not run his opening statement by the Department of Justice. But correspondent Nancy Cordes says officials there have laid out guidelines.
In the letter that DOJ sent to Mueller last night, it sets out strict instructions for him, telling him to stay within the boundaries of his report and saying that he cannot discuss the conduct of uncharged third parties beyond what's already written in his report. The letter goes on to call his testimony unnecessary and cites executive privilege as one of the reasons for these boundaries, saying that the executive branch needs to be protected tomorrow.
The calls are now deafening for Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló to resign. CBS's David Begno watched into the wee hours in the streets of San Juan.
Tear gas was first deployed by police around 11 p.m., and that sent protesters running. The Puerto Rico Police Department resorted to force after plastic water bottles were continuously thrown at them. But just a few troublemakers ended up ruining the night for a majority of peaceful people. We spoke to Elliot Rivera about why he's here protesting.
Just Puerto Ricans fighting for our rights.
We noticed that the front line is filled with very young faces, some as young as 15. Kania Nunez is 21.
Tell me why you're here.
I have a daughter, and
a future, a good future with good government. And right now, they are stealing our money.
Puerto Ricans are frustrated about corruption, the debt crisis, and a slow recovery following Hurricane Maria.
Death rates among young and middle-aged people are growing. The Wall Street Journal says a report being released by the CDC today blames the opioid epidemic and stalled progress against heart disease. New study shows rates of colorectal cancer are on the rise among the 50 and under set. Chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
We're seeing this trend towards people getting colon cancer at a younger age. Back in 2004, about 10% of the people with colon cancer were under the age of 50. That's now up to 12.2% in 2015. We've been wondering about this trend. Is it real? And it turns out it is real. And it's worrisome because the people who get colon cancer under the age of 50 tend to have a more deadly form.
A couple of police officers from Gretna, Louisiana, have been fired over a Facebook post criticizing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. One officer referred to the congresswoman as a vile idiot, suggesting she should be shot. The other liked the post. Wet weather has driven out insufferable heat in the east, but it's also led to dangerous flooding. Correspondent Don Daler is in New York City.
Powerful winds and heavy downpours set up car alarms in Brooklyn, and flash flooding quickly submerged city streets. Some New Yorkers were stranded, while others decided to brave knee-high flooding. Torrential rain poured into subway stations and blocked highways. Golf ball-sized hail fell in New Jersey as intense winds downed trees and power lines.
Tree branches are falling all around me, and then I get to this one telephone pole, and this wire, I saw it snap right off the pole.
An 89-year-old man died in Maryland when a tree fell on him in his driveway during a storm. More heavy rain is expected this morning throughout the Northeast.
The power's out again in Venezuela. President Nicolas Maduro claims the U.S. has orchestrated an electromagnetic attack against the country's hydroelectric system. It's the fourth major blackout in Venezuela in almost 5 months. Too much spare time can be dangerous.
Does summertime and warm weather equal trying drugs for the first time? Professor Joseph Palama on a New York University School of Medicine study.
We hypothesize that it's just increased idle time and possibly increased exposure to people who use drugs. Maybe because the weather is nicer. People are more likely to go out over the summer.
He says of 400,000 people, 12 and over surveyed, 33% tried LSD, 30% tried marijuana and ecstasy, and 28% tried cocaine. All in summer months. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Macy's has pulled a set of dinner plates from its stores featuring three concentric circles meant to help with portion control. The smallest shows how much to eat to fit into skinny jeans. The largest, the amount to let it all hang out in mom jeans. After a viral tweet calling the messages toxic, Macy's admits it missed the mark. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.